Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Scott Kirshner. This is a big week for General Electric. GE employees began moving into temporary space in Boston's Fort Point Channel neighborhood this week. And the company, number 11 on Fortune magazine's list of the largest companies in the U.S., unveiled plans for its future headquarters campus just a few blocks away. Over the next 2 years, GE plans to renovate two existing brick buildings and build a new 12-story structure. That's with the help of substantial state and city incentives. Tonight, the Boston Civic Design Commission will be reviewing GE's proposal for its new headquarters. And tomorrow on the show, we'll be getting some reaction from community members. But we got a preview earlier today with Anne Klee, GE's head of Boston Development and Operations. She began by telling us what the new headquarters says about the future of the company.
This is partly about our transformation. We are becoming faster, more nimble, a digital company, and we want to feel that urgency. And you really feel that excitement in Boston. And we saw it when we first selected Boston. We saw all of these people going from South Station across the bridges into the Seaport and Fort Point neighborhoods. It's about marrying what's great about GE with what's great about Boston, the startup community, the phenomenal academic institutions, the great students, and attracting all of those elements onto the campus and working together to accelerate innovation.
And have you talked at all or met at all with community groups in the Fort Point Channel or South Boston about the design of the headquarters? Or is that something that starts right now?
That starts right now. So we've been working on the design. We filed our first submission yesterday with the BRA, and that will start a series of public meetings, public hearings. We'll do neighborhood meetings and really reach out. We want to be great neighbors because it's not just about GE employees coming to work every day. There's going to be really inviting public open space that's landscaped and park-like. There's going to be a restaurant that pays homage to the old Channel Club that used to be there, and I can envision live music on Friday and Saturday nights. We're going to have a coffee shop. There'll be community workspace where people can come in and just work on the off of Wi-Fi.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the time frame. You talk about just starting to have community meetings and work with the Boston Redevelopment Authority. It's August 2016. The press release yesterday said the campus is slated to open in two phases in 2018. That seems like a really fast time frame to me.
It is a really fast time frame, and we recognize that. We've been working with the city and the state. One of the ways that we can accelerate is by making sure that we're not trying to seek any exemptions from the regulatory requirements that apply to a construction in the Fort Point neighborhood. So we're going to comply with all of the regulatory requirements and hopefully bring to the community something that people can rally around.
So what kind of infrastructure improvements would GE want to see by 2018? We've heard talk about the Northern Avenue Bridge and reopening that to traffic. There's been talk about a heliport that GE executives and other users could potentially use. But what would you like to see in place by 2018?
Our focus by 2018 is really going to be developing the GE campus. We've got a lot of work to do with rehabilitating the two old buildings and the new construction and creating the public space around that. And that's our top priority, quite honestly.
So no infrastructure where you would say this really, if we're talking about 600 to 800 people in 2018, this really needs to be in place by then?
No. Our focus is on getting the building up and running and having it be an inviting space for everybody in the community.
I want to touch on the incentives because it sounds like some of those are still being negotiated or still in play. I think the city of Boston has offered about $25 million in property tax breaks to GE. The state package has been described as somewhere between $80 million and $120 million. Are things still being negotiated today?
So the way the incentives are set up, it really does break out into, I'd say, a couple of big pieces. So the city piece is $25 million in property tax abatement that will be applied to the new building. The state piece is up to $120 million that can be used for property acquisition and certain limited costs associated with life safety in the building.
In the buildings you're renovating?
In the buildings that we're renovating. So it can't be used to fit out the building, but it can be used for things like asbestos removal.
And are there some other state incentives, I believe, that relate to infrastructure in the neighborhood, whether that's improving roads or fixing up the Northern Avenue Bridge or things like that?
That's really not a piece of the incentive package that runs to GE, so we've not been involved in any of those conversations.
I was at the announcement event, which I think was maybe back in February or March. I remember it was a snowy day. There were protesters outside the building where the announcement was happening. What's been your read on the protests around the size of the incentive package, or your read on the Boston community's reaction to GE coming? Because there certainly has been a lot of enthusiasm about a company of GE size deciding to move to Boston.
Our experience has been overwhelmingly positive. Everybody that we've interacted with, that we've engaged with, has been incredibly welcoming and open. And we could not have asked for a better reception. We want to return that. We want to be really good neighbors. We want to make you proud that we are here. And we want to give back to Boston.
You described that only about 16% of the space in this new campus is going to be devoted to traditional corporate headquarters offices. That seems like a really radical idea, right? I mean, I think most corporate headquarters, 100% of the space is people in corner offices or cubicles or what have you. What was the thinking behind that? And maybe you want to list off a couple of the things that this is going to include that are not standard. Maybe we can talk about the makerspace, for instance.
So don't think of this as a headquarters. This is not your mother's headquarters or your grandmother's headquarters. This is really intended to be a collaboration and innovation space. So the makerspace is a great example. That's going to be space that's available for GE to partner with either startups or local academics, or in some cases even students, to come in and innovate and create together. You know, 3D printing, laser printer. So if you're a student, you can have hands-on access to what those technologies can do and learn about STEM careers. We'll have advanced manufacturing that we can partner with, again, startups. So it's this idea of co-creation space, and that's one example of how this is different. The Channel Club Cafe that I mentioned, the co-worker space, and then on the top two floors of the building, we want to create convening space where we can hold conferences, symposia, bring in thought leaders, and have the ability to house up to 500 people in one room, as well as smaller venues. You know, that was something that we saw really would add value in the Seaport, where it's hard to get that kind of space for convening.
Maybe just the last question to ask, is there anything you think people will miss who are moving from Fairfield to Boston, will miss about the headquarters campus that you've been in for, I think, 3 or 4 decades now?
It's a beautiful campus. I mean, you can't look at Fairfield and not think it is beautiful and lovely, but it's so 1970s. So Fairfield County has been a great place to live. I think people are going to miss family and friends, but the Boston atmosphere is just exciting. And everybody who's gone up there, who's seen both the space in Farnsworth that will be our interim home and where our new home is going to be, I think being part of that, being part of a new way of working and a change in our culture, I think it will more than outweigh the very good pieces of Fairfield that we'll miss.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for making time to chat with us today. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Anne Klee, head of Boston Development and Operations for GE. Tomorrow we'll get some community reaction to GE's proposal. You can find all of our Radio Boston coverage of GE at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, a new film highlights the women who took up lighthouse posts in New England. I'm Scott Kirshner. This is Radio Boston.